So just how far was that lightning strike anyway? Will this laser treatment really mend my skin?
Oh my God, the building's gonna fall!
When will we have another earthquake?
Let's take that blood pressure just one more time.
And what's wrong with my child?
So for instance, if you have a child with a puzzling diagnosis, you're going to want to get to the bottom of that, figure out what it means, and what you can do to help.
Noah Feinstein is a Harvard graduate in biology with a doctorate in science education at Stanford, who says we spend too much time teaching rote memorization of facts and not enough emphasis on useful science.
I think that what we do a lot of right now is turn people into sort of baby scientists, people who know just a little bit about how the scientific process works. And what I think that we need to focus on as much or more as that is helping them be competent outsiders.
He says most of us won't grow up to be scientists, but more and more we need to know how to approach subjects like medicine, public policy on conservation, or battery life on a new iPhone. And it gets personal.
You don't have to make science interesting when you're trying to figure out why your kid has a fever. It's interesting. It's urgent. It's important. The question is, what can education do to help get you ready for that moment?
Noah Feinstein is now researching how we can reform the way we teach science at all levels, and he will be giving a free lecture on the subject at VCU's Monroe Park campus Friday afternoon from 4:30 to 6 at the Academic Learning Commons building. More information at www.ideastations.org/science matters.
I tend to talk about helping people who are not going to be scientists learn how to make relatively savvy judgments about scientific claims.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.